The last topic will be limb cooling. For larger and larger satellite zenith angles shown on the x-axis, more of the line of sight between the satellite and the point on the ground is through the colder upper atmosphere. This colder region will transmit less energy to the satellite, and hence a cooler temperature is perceived. If there is a gas that absorbs along that line of sight, the effect is magnified. This chart shows how much cooling occurs as the satellite zenith angle varies for a clear sky U.S. standard atmosphere and for GOES 16's infrared bands. Note that the window channels have comparatively little cooling compared to the bands like ozone and CO2. Those gases will be absorbing and re-emitting energy in the upper parts of the troposphere through which the satellite scans if the satellite zenith angle is large. Water vapor can also show cooling, but there can be relatively little water vapor in the upper troposphere, so the limb cooling isn't quite so extensive for the water vapor bands as it is for CO2 and ozone.